Let's just say you're walking along and one day you meet somebody that you're like, wow, this is someone I think I'd like to go on a bit of a journey with. So you start spending some time with them and you're going out with them, you're sharing things about yourself, they're sharing with you, they make your heart flutter, and before you know it, you're in this thing called a relationship. Now, I love analogies, and so when I think of a relationship, I actually think of an actual ship, you know, one that has sails on it that goes out onto the ocean. And why I think about it like that is because, in a strange sort of way, when you meet someone, you start building this entity, this third being that encompasses the two of you. So it's like you're both on this ship, going through the journey of life, heading in the same direction, watching the sunsets and the sunrises. And when you first come together, you're happy. One of you takes the wheel and you steer. Someone else helps clean the decks. Someone navigates, and you're doing all of these wonderful things together because it's exciting and new. And then time goes by. The journey starts to get weary. You have some bad weather or some storms. Some holes start to appear on the deck. Perhaps one of the sails needs to get sewn up because it's split. Someone's tired of always navigating. Someone's tired of always steering or always being the one to clean up the deck. I like the analogy of the relationship because when you have something that's really strong, something that's worth fighting for, when you go into rough seas, when your ship is about to turn over, it's no longer a matter of who's right, who's wrong, who did it first, who said what. It's about all hands on deck. It's about making sure that relationship survives. And for me, this analogy is really good because it's a great way for you to work out whether or not you're on the right ship in your relationship. For me, there's three key things. The first thing is, where are you going? You've built this ship together. You both have started this journey to go forward together. Where are you headed? Are you headed in the same direction? Being in the one relationship, but yet going in two different directions, whilst it's not impossible, will obviously put strain on your relationship because it's going to be going this way, then that way, then this way, then that way. So understanding where you're going together is really important when building that happy, healthy relationship. The next thing is, how much baggage are you going to bring on this ship with you? Remember, you're creating something new with somebody. So really assess whether or not you need to bring that bag onto the ship, or say something happens during your journey and you bag up some issue or situation. Really think about, is that extra weight really necessary on this journey? Is it adding any value to the relationship? Is it holding us back, weighing us down? Or do I need to throw it overboard, let it go, and move this ship forward? And the third thing is something I call maintenance. You know, sometimes with the ship, you're going to need to fix things or do things that you don't like. Sometimes one person's going to do more than the other, and vice versa. The core thing is that everybody needs to put in a little bit of something to keep the maintenance up to date, to keep your relationship in good shape, to move it forward. Now, that could be surprise dinner. It doesn't have to cost anything. A phone call or a text message out of the blue. I love you. You mean a lot to me. These little maintenance things keep your ship in tip-top shape, so that way you can keep moving forward. Now, of course, there's lots of different situations, and there are a lot of variables. Maybe you have extra people on your ship, maybe you've got a family, and you have to think about where you're headed with it. But when you think of the analogy of a ship, and how it really does kind of hold true in our relationships, that we all have to be heading in the same direction. We all have to decide what baggage stays and what baggage needs to go. And we also have to make sure we put in the maintenance to keep the ship afloat. That can actually provide a lot of insights on where things might be going wrong, what might be holding you back, why you're not going in the direction you want. And also, that analogy is quite helpful if you actually have to work out, am I in the right one? So I hope that little analogy was fun and helpful for you, whether you want to work out if you're going in the right direction, whether you're working out, whether you've got too much baggage, or perhaps if you need to do a little bit more maintenance on your ship to find out where the balance is in yours to make sure it's happy and healthy. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts today, sweet friends. Big love and namaste.